is Respectfully. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy.
Guys, today we have, I think, maybe one of my favorite people in the world, on the planet, in the universe, one of the funniest, coolest bitches. I'm freaking out. I love her. You guys are going to love her. Tracy Carnazzo, welcome to the program.
I'm also freaking out.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've been listening to you guys religiously.
You. Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't take it. I just can't take it.
Oh,
they're so wild and funny and relatable. And you guys say terrible things. And I'm like, yes, me too.
Yes. Thank you so much. We do say terrible things.
We do say terrible
things.
Yeah,
no, but it's all related. Unfortunately, it's all relatable.
I know. Yeah, I know. Tracy is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
You two are actually kind of similar to each other in that.
Thank you.
I am a little bit of a people pleaser, and we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
And when I need people to defend my honor,
yeah, dude, I'll bulldog for you.
I'll send in the dogs.
Right.
And you two both are like, how fucking dare
my
you?
My nails are clicking.
Yes, both of your nails are clicking.
I love this.
You are incredible people. Tracy has many podcasts.
I have every
podcast. All incredible. Tracy has 45 podcasts. And you want to
host the Joe Rogan Experience. I didn't want to say anything, but I do.
It's kind of a big get.
I didn't want to give it away, but that is what I do.
Yeah. You've got Teen Mom Trash Talk, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, and you've got something going on behind the Patreon paywall. What do you have there?
Behind the wall, we have a brand new podcast called So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, where I'm watching it for the first time.
Yes.
Noelle's watching it for the millionth time.
Yeah.
And she is explaining it to me as we go along.
That's so funny.
It's wild.
I love that.
Yes.
Oh, what a crazy show.
I saw Tracy do a live pod at The Stand years back with who was the guy that was on?
Sam Roberts.
Yes,
from
Sam Roberts.
Jim and Sam.
Yes. And you guys were talking about Teen Mom, I believe.
We were talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, you
were. He's a 90 Day Fiancé fan.
The funniest fucking thing.
Yeah.
Someone, you said he looked like E.T., and then you were like, he's in a basket. And that lives rent-free in my fucking mind. Every time I see like a weird bald guy, I'm like, he's in a basket.
Yeah, we've met before, but we've been hanging out for like 10 minutes, and I'm obsessed with you.
We're best friends.
I mean, I knew you would be. I knew you would be.
But see, this is the problem with podcasting.
Yeah.
Because... do we not hang out every week?
I know.
Yeah, we do.
Because I hang out with you. I don't know if you know that I'm there, but you're there.
No, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know everything about you.
I know.
I'm speaking directly to you.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, I'll meet comics whose podcasts I listen to, and then they'll be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm from Boston. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah, you're like, I know your sister's name. Relax.
Yeah. Yes. Stop telling me stuff about you. Like, we're just meeting for the first time. I know everything about your ex-girlfriend.
I fall asleep to the dulcet tones of your voice every night.
Yeah.
I mean, I do fall asleep to the dulcet tones of your friend and life partner, Tim Dillon.
Oh, yes.
Which is the most problematic thing about me.
Probably,
in the universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I realize about my weird relationship with Tim Dillon is I think I miss my father. And Tim Dillon,
I can see that,
is like angry and, you know, a lunatic. And I'm like, I miss that male presence.
Maybe we can get him to adopt you.
I don't know. If Tim Dillon was your legal father.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
I'll have him sign the papers. It's fine.
Read anything. Did you watch Adults Adopting Adults, that TLC program?
So that was really cut short when it was.
I know, because it became very.
The sex trafficking portion of the show got cut real short.
Yeah, this guy like adopted an adult woman and was like, it's not so I can fuck her, but I do.
If we get Tim Dillon to adopt me and sex traffic me, I think I can rest calmly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put in the papers, Tim. I need you. I'm just putting it out there. I need you.
I got it. I'll have him sign them.
Yeah.
You won't read anything.
No, that's fine. You can just sign over the mortgage.
I'm like, I have a daughter. I have a goddaughter.
You got a boy pregnant 30 years ago.
And that would make a lot of sense.
Tim Dillon got a twink pregnant, and now I'm
his you. You exist.
Giant goth daughter. Oh, that's incredible.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes more sense than coming from your parents.
Yeah, it does.
You were anally birthed.
That also makes a lot of sense.
I know. That fits.
Lizzie said this thing about me. I wear like giant top hats sometimes in the recordings. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And people in the comment section keep calling me like Willy Wonka.
So funny.
Right.
Someone called me Billie Eilish, which I was deeply complimented.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice. But we now realize I look like Howard Stern or
if you got
like
his hair Slash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slash.
And I was like, oh, it's
all
like,
of these are not bad things.
No, yeah. No, I was flattered, but I think I'm like a horny, low self-esteem rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
If that
you could be
was,
a Ramon too.
Yeah.
I was saying like if a guy who thinks that dressing like Slash gets you pussy was woke up in a woman's body, he would act like
yes, Andrew. 100%.
Yeah, I've worked with a million guys like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to work in the music industry. I know all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like,
you're like super into Faster Pussycat.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fun game. What kind of guy would you be if you were a guy?
Yeah.
Who you would be.
I'd be rock guy.
Yeah.
I would be dive bar townie.
Yes, you would be.
You would be like the
I would
guy
unfortunately
that...
be dive bar townie who like does who still says things that were okay in 2006 but aren't okay
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be on the Dart League?
Yeah, I'd be on the Dart League. Oh, okay. My God. I'd be on the Dart League and I'd be like a sore loser.
Right.
I'd be like, this is all I have. My wife hates me.
You would take home whatever girl like waited around for the game to end.
Yeah. I would take home some like busted bitch.
You'd be like, she seems cool.
Yeah. Trace, I would take home some girl with an eye patch.
She needs a ride home.
Tracy would be a small business owner guy.
Yeah,
what kind of business?
An entrepreneur.
What kind of business?
I feel like
it would be shady.
Yeah, it would be
cash
only.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cash only. I would have a cash only pizzeria.
Yes, you would. And like your son works there. You're like, one day this is all going to be yours.
I can see this.
Yeah, and maybe one of your children has special needs and no one can talk about it.
I mean, listen.
No one talks about it.
Here's the thing about my children. I guess if I was a guy, I would keep them because I wouldn't have to raise them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I was a woman and I had, like, I would never have custody of my children. You know that.
Yeah.
I
mean, of course.
Never.
Of course.
Yeah.
No.
And they'd be with whoever the state placed them with.
No, but if you were a man, you'd be like a decent father.
I would be a dad. See, that's when people are talking to me about having kids and, you know, guys talk to me about having kids. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'd be a dad too.
Yeah.
I know. It's so funny. Guys always say to me, they're like, you can be a comedian and have a kid. And I'm like, you can be a comedian and have a kid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your mom is like a middling comedian who talks about her pussy? That's child abuse.
Yes. I don't want to say anything.
That kind of
I don't want to lose friends right now.
Direct
but
energy missile at a lot of the women in her comedy
community. I'm sorry, but you have to be self-aware about the fact that that's like, if my kid had to go to high school and there's like clips of me on the internet with 100 likes talking about my pussy.
Yeah, that's but that's
so
going to be the future. The future is because everyone's a content creator.
I know.
Yeah. And the future is finding videos of everyone's mom.
Yeah. I know.
And everyone's mom's OnlyFans.
Yeah. I guess it's not the worst thing your mom
Cringe
can mom. Do
Sorry,
online.
Andrea.
Yeah, that's okay. My OnlyFans is doing fine. But not great, but fine.
Whatever. I guess it's better than your mom doing like Starbucks reviews.
Yeah.
Or I something. Mean,
shout out to our moms.
Shout out to
just
moms.
Doing their best.
Doing her makeup, her get ready with me.
Yeah. Oh my God. And that's from like 10 years ago. And your friends are like, is this your mom?
You're like, no, my mom doesn't use Wet n Wild.
My mom can't call me without telling me that somebody died or is like every conversation is about who is dying, who died.
Yeah.
Everything is about death. And then she's like, when I die. And I'm like, all right, I know everybody dies. I get it.
I don't know. This is something my mom said. She went on a date and I was like, was it fun? And she says, well, I feel every experience shapes us. So always something gained and maybe something lost.
So
what did she lose?
I don't know.
Be like, hey, Ma, what'd you lose on the date?
Did this guy take your social security number?
Yeah, not a good date.
Yeah.
You know my wallet.
Yeah. You know someone's having a hard time dating where they're like, everything is something that we learn from. Each person is a stepping stone closer to your soulmate. Yes. And you're like, you're having a hard time.
You're having a bad time.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. No, it is me. I'm talking about me.
I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, every guy that you date, I just know more now what I don't want.
Yes, dude. I mean, Tracy's stories, if you don't look at Tracy's stories on Instagram, you're missing out.
Oh, it's just, it's mental illness. It's you see the downfall. You see the spiraling.
Yeah.
It's usually around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Love that.
Now, I will tell you, the last 2 years, it's just for funsies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The 5 years before that, it was definitely a real play-by-play spiral of my life.
Cry for help. Yeah. I was watching you do a cry for help via like inspiration quotes of yes. like, if he doesn't know your value, I'd be like,
she's not okay. Yeah, there were two comics that were friends, and they had like a group chat with me, and they're like, oh man, how was last night? Thank you so much.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, they're like, that was fun. I'm like, thank you. I took you on a ride.
Well, speaking of dating, we're going to do our first dating, respectfully. Yeah. Yeah, everyone loves dating. It's the best. We'll do our first respectfully segment, which is, this is a controversial one. We have multiple angles on it, but respectfully, what are you doing when you're dating someone who's wild,
or trying to
date, and also dating sometimes as well,
yeah,
someone who is wildly and visibly out of your league,
yeah.
So on the one side of it, I mean, Lizzie, I think you should talk about this when men try to date women who are wildly out of their league.
It's just like,
which is most men.
Oh man,
it's so delusional.
So good, though.
And they get so mad. And like the thing that I always encounter is guys being like, "But I'm nice."
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're nice. She's hot and funny and brilliant and also nice.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Yes.
She's supposed to be like, oh, he brought me coffee, so I guess I owe him pussy. What are you talking about right now?
And you're a three.
Yeah. And you're a three. And you're respectfully broke.
Yes.
And annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And being nice.
I feel
is
like I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I could name a million men I'm talking about right now, but like, you're doing the absolute bare minimum.
Yeah.
And then acting like you deserve A, a medal, B, a wife, and C, sex with someone out of your league.
I like when they cry about it, though. That is what I do enjoy. It's like, first they tell you who they're after, and you're like,
and you go,
right. And you're like, no, I mean, that sounds real. It sounds like that might happen for you. So definitely. And they're like, yeah, I called her 7 times yesterday. Do you think that was too much? And I'm like, no,
I think that's
a perfect amount
because
her lucky number is 7.
Yeah.
As you found out, well, when you read everything about her.
Yes, yes.
I think that, oh God, there's someone I have in mind right now. So this is just so perfect.
Yeah, we all have someone we have in mind.
Just, you know, calling me a lot to be like, hey, I will say a lot of these guys are the kind of guys who call you for just to talk about what they want to talk about. And they never ask.
Oh,
they never ask how you are.
Oh, question. I know.
And it's like, hey, I'm in the middle of, you know, like something terrible. And they're like, okay,
I'm like, cool. I'm at my father's funeral.
Right. You're like, I'm
okay, but she didn't text me back.
Right. I'm like, I'm watching my dad die in a hospital bed. And they're like, cool, can I call you quick?
Yeah.
And you pick up and they're like, yeah, so anyway, this girl, right? Like she, you know, I think that she really be into me. You know, I think she is into me. I called her 7 times. She picked up one of those times.
Yeah.
She said, don't call me anymore. But I think
that means I should text her.
Right. Yeah. I think that she's just going through something.
There's something that this obsessive delusional mind does where there's one tiny piece of information
and
they snap onto it.
And I watch it. Me. And then I watch them.
sorry, buddy.
Also, by the way, me.
If this is someone in comedy, right?
Yeah.
You also watch them book this female.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, she's headlining every show.
Yes.
And then every show they do, she's on because they've asked a producer to put her on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
And it's
oh, just, you like love that. Her. You love her.
She loves you back.
She'll never fuck you. It's never going to happen. Like, not.
Also, if you are this girl, like, and no matter what, if you do comedy or whatever you do, if you can tell that a guy is giving you shit because he has a crush on you, look at me. Never fuck him.
Never.
Because it'll stop.
Yeah.
Right, but also never turn him down.
No, never turn him down. Yeah, kiss him on the cheek.
He might kill you.
Yeah. You have to tell him that you have an infection.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Which
tell
is
him
easy,
you have an infection.
I always have an infection.
You would totally be with him if you weren't just
riddled with infection.
So much infection.
Yeah. I have a million infections.
It's festering.
Yeah.
You always have an infection. You always have an early flight.
You're going through something big. Yeah.
And you know,
everyone you know is also going through something, which means you are going through something with everyone you know.
Yeah. 100%.
But he can keep doing stuff to help you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because you'll be rewarded for being a good boy in the end.
Right. I mean, the spots aren't great. I'm not going to lie.
No. I mean, there's
certain great spots.
No.
They're $10 spots.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're in Brooklyn. It's, you know, a 11 p.m. show on a Thursday. But you know what?
A spot is a spot.
It's good for working out some new stuff.
Well, there's this thing where I have such an issue with when something is objectively insane right in front of my face, not saying anything about it.
Yeah. I'm learning this. This is new to me.
Oh, really?
Not saying anything. Not
it's
new to me too.
I have to say something. And so when you come in here with a fucking like 10 who's clearly like on cocaine or newly sober, sure, or like a lost baby.
Oh, they're always newly sober.
Or, yes, or worse, if there's none of that.
Yeah.
If she's like a doctor with her shit together and you're like a loser open micer who's ugly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
does she know you have
what
seven
kind of
roommates?
Family money do you have? What happened? What is this?
It's like I can't. I have to know what happened. I can't just stand by and not be like, okay, but seriously, what?
Okay,
the
but on
fuck
the other end of that, don't you feel like we've all been on the other end of this? Meaning, like, we've dated guys where people are like, "What is she doing?"
Yeah, in terms of like grossness.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course,
I am one of the most.
Yeah, like
guilty
I have a few exes
this.
Where people are like, "So like, what was that? Like, you were on drugs, right?" And I'm like, no, I was sober the whole time. And then they're like, you were on drugs. I'm like, right, I was on drugs. I was
on
drugs.
You know what rules is? I was on drugs. Would I have done it anyway? Yes. But it's such a
good
excuse.
But you have the excuse. I don't have the excuse. And it's very upsetting. I'm like, I did take Advil like a week before that. So
I didn't even know what I was doing.
I might have been bleeding internally.
Yeah, there's also just like...
I had a GI bleed. I had no blood left in my brain because I was abusing Advil.
I had an infection.
I had an infection. It was festering. It went to my brain.
I had a tapeworm that makes me fuck losers.
Dude, I think I've had that tapeworm.
Yeah, I have worms for brains.
Doesn't syphilis eat your brain eventually?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's also just like, I remember I met a version of this where the guy was like a mid-level tech guy and the girl was a crazy lady with crystals and she was taking all of his money in a pretty incredibly girl boss way. But she was the
first
type
of slay.
Very big slay.
Yeah, I love that.
But she was the type of crazy person who like talks about aliens and stuff.
Okay, but so this is where I don't feel bad for these guys.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You showed your cards.
Yes.
I talked to you about aliens.
Yes.
And you're still giving me money. Who's the idiot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But he had like genuine.
No offense to anyone who believes in aliens.
No offense.
I don't like to alienate my fan base.
Hey.
Sorry, guys.
No, there's a difference between believing in aliens and being like an aliens person.
Yes.
You know?
But then he would bring her to these things and like his friends who cared about him would be like, this is a crisis.
Yeah.
She moved into your apartment. She's siphoning your money.
Right.
And I have to talk to this bitch about aliens.
Right.
For 45
See,
minutes because you
part
left
that
her
sucks.
To roam around.
Oh, don't leave her roaming.
And I'm like, you know, you rein her in.
Right.
You put her on a leash. You want to make this mistake? That's fine.
Yeah.
But
you
like,
talk to her. This is something that happens to me all the time because like a large portion of my friends are male comedians.
Yeah.
And then they start dating a girl who's just hot.
Yeah.
And then they bring her to a show.
Oh God, I do this all the time.
And she sees me and she goes, another girl.
Yep.
Instead of another
and now
comedian.
Now I'm best friends with this moron.
And now I have to talk about skincare for 40 minutes.
I know, but
boys are having
but
fun
I also,
doing bits.
I also enjoy them eventually. And then what happens is I become friends with these girls.
Yeah.
Because I do. And then these guys break up with them and I'm like, hey, sorry. I'm still friends
I'm
with
still
her.
Friends with her. Yeah. Every
She's
time,
my fourth best friend, so.
Yeah, or like every time a guy starts dating a girl I'm friends with, I'm always like, you know, if you guys break up, I'm on her side. I don't give a
I'm
fuck.
I'm always going to be on
I don't
her
care
side.
If you break up because she stabbed you with scissors.
Yeah.
I'm on her side. Mm-hmm. What did you do to make her stab you with scissors?
Thank you.
Yes, I will always be on the girl's side. But
I was talking to one of my friends about that the other day because two of my friends are dating and I was like, you know, I'll be on her side. And he was like, you're my friend. And I was
not anymore.
She's a girl.
She has a pussy, sorry.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, we had a friend who was like, I think this person is flirting with me. And this person was so insanely out of her league that it would be like, it would honestly be like me being like, I think that I can date Matt Rife.
Yeah.
And you would have to
That's your top?
In terms of how many people want him.
That's what I'm
sure.
saying.
Like, this is someone who like everyone
I mean, no
wants
offense to Matt Rife. Again, I'm not trying to alienate
don't. No aliens, no Matt Rife. We all with you. But like that level of delusion. And
sure.
then as a friend, you have to like tap dance around.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't want your friend to embarrass themselves.
Yes.
Or like get hurt.
This is what
so
I've learned.
So you have to be like, oh, I actually heard that that person isn't dating right now.
Yes.
Like,
they have an infection.
They have an infection.
Create a backstory. And then you're like, are you okay? Because you're
what,
making
what
this
is going
leap,
on?
It's like, you know you don't have a job, right?
Yeah. But in the inverse, when women are dating men out of their league.
I love that.
I live for it.
Yeah, of course.
It's incredible.
I love that.
Yeah. But I do think, I wonder sometimes if those men are doing like the safe thing where they date a woman who everyone's like, oh, she's just lucky to be here.
Right.
And then he treats her like shit.
Yeah. But I also think that people often think that when like a woman is beautiful, but just kind of fat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he just likes that.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like I've dated plenty of hot guys who just like fit
oh, yeah.
girls.
Yeah. Samesies.
And
yeah.
like, I think sometimes people are like, how did this happen? And
yes.
it's like, well, it's like, well, because I'm fat, I also have no personality.
Right.
yeah, yeah. yeah. It's also like, you can't conceive
I'm also
of,
gross.
yeah, I have an infection. it's like, you can't conceive of the fact that somebody is sexually attracted to big tits and big ass because you like bird women.
Yeah, yeah. There's
You're like, weird.
you are weird.
You're weird for liking tiny bird women.
Well, I will tell you that this is what I'm learning. So Noelle is my co-host, right? Mm-hmm. She's my best friend since I'm a kid.
Yeah.
She has taught me very, very specifically to yes people to death.
What do you mean?
Okay, oh, so this. You're a guy that's dating this. A woman out or lusting after a woman out of their league. Go ahead, tell me about it.
Okay, so I know she has like 5 million Instagram followers, yeah. but like I really feel like I know her for her. You
I think
know, like
you
these
do.
Guys
yeah.
are really like more into her looks, but I'm like into her personality.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my in.
I think she'll love that.
And then like I DM her like maybe like 4 or 5 times.
She likes when you DM
week.
Her,
you
yeah.
think so?
Yeah, I think the more you DM her, like the more chances you have of it going through to her general
yeah,
box.
And you'll
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. actually do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Because that's
think
what
so.
I was thinking.
I do think so.
Okay. this even, everyone's yeah. telling me.
No, wrong, you listen but. To me. I believe in you. I think you're great. I think she'd love
this
you.
This is the smartest thing.
Because when you
I
resist,
you.
Yeah. then they get angry.
Yeah,
yeah. And they
yeah.
blame you.
You're right. If you resist, you're breaking their sick
yeah,
little dream.
No,
and they do this. This is what happens if you resist. Okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm
okay.
going to be the guy. You be regular you. Don't yes me.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm obsessed with this girl. She's so, I know that everybody we know wants to fuck her, but I really think that I could do it.
Well, she's kind of been hooking up with guys that are maybe like a little bit
no,
more
No, but
successful.
The thing you don't understand
okay.
is when we talk, I listen to her. That's what they do. They
yeah,
just
and now there's a fight.
You.
But you
yeah.
see,
and
there's no
we're
fight.
We're in a fight.
Yeah. We're not in a
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, but you're totally yeah. right. And it's like, go ahead, fall on your face.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
and
it.
And it's like, you know how there are like parents who believe that you have to like let your kids climb on stuff that's too high so they fall off and never
yes.
do it again?
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like your
Touch
friend.
Touch the hot stove.
Listen, it's like your friend. They're like, I'm going to wear pajamas to this job interview.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Why am I putting my emotions on the line?
Yeah.
You're the idiot. I'm going to say, I think those pajamas look amazing.
God, yeah. You're so good at protecting your peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. okay. I'm only learning this like in the last 2 years. I'm telling
yeah.
you, it's just so great.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone to death.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
I love this.
Because
no one cares. They're not listening to you.
Yeah.
And they didn't come to you for real advice. They came to you for
Thank
validation.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will validate you all day long.
Yeah.
Not my real friends.
Yeah.
No, but some random, because so many guys that aren't my real friends come to me for advice just because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Let's give them bad advice.
Give them bad advice.
You're using me for advice.
Give them bad advice.
Yeah.
My therapist always tells me just because someone's not using you sexually doesn't mean they're not using you.
Ooh, that's deep.
And it's like, if you're going to do that, I'm going to give you bad advice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to use me as a vessel to dump your problems on, here's some bad fucking advice.
But they
advice.
Don't want to yeah. listen. They don't want to listen to the advice you
That's
have to give.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.
So don't give it. Let them talk. Let people talk more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit quietly.
Sit quietly and listen. There are a few people that call me constantly.
A few. I can't even imagine.
There are a few people
and
that
they're,
call
they're
me
constantly.
Tracy is my crisis person, and I do not think
you're
that
mine.
Is
you're not. You
I'm
are
unique.
Not
By
one
the way,
of them.
You're mine now.
I'm right here. There are, I would say, 3 to 4 people that I call my vacuum people.
Yes.
And what I do is I put you on mute and I vacuum. I will clean my whole house.
I'm obsessed
house.
With this.
I will watch a TV show.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear anything I have to say. They just want to say it out loud and I'm here for you. But I am going to put you on mute. I did not listen to anything you said and I did clean my house.
I refer to these people as like I'm their emotional dialysis machine.
Yes.
I just sit there and I go, uh-huh.
It's good for a long drive.
While
yeah.
you talk for so long that you eventually come back around to realizing that you're wrong, I just sit there and I go, mm-hmm.
You guys should
yeah.
get like...
And I filter all the bad out just by letting you fucking go.
You should like get like a little drop that you press
Yeah, that
every,
goes,
like,
oh my God, crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You press it every 20 minutes.
That's crazy.
To like make it more realistic. It's like, wait, sorry, you cut out for a second.
What? Yeah. That's insane.
Just let them keep going. Yeah.
If you're talking to
why
someone.
Why would she do that to you?
Yeah. If you're talking to someone.
First of all, how dare she?
If you're talking to someone and they say that's crazy more than four
they
or five
did not
times,
listen.
They're not listening to you.
They did not listen.
Yeah, yeah.
I've literally said to people's face, like close friends, I've been like, did you just that's crazy me?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I am still learning to not go all in on these people's crazy problems, but it is a life struggle of mine to not give
Andrea,
my energy. Yes.
This is my intervention with you.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting in on this.
Yeah.
We actually wrote letters.
All right, here we go.
Sure.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think tonight I am going to start drinking.
Okay.
And I'm going to drive.
Okay. Sure.
Because here's the thing. If I decide that, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
I know. So do you want to fight with me?
No.
You're not making a difference. No one. When people have their mind made, there's no convincing them otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
My therapist said something to me about my mom, because my mom was out there doing my mom stuff.
Right.
And I was trying to take care. Yeah, she was doing Qigong in a big way. And I was trying to, like, I was like, all right, I'll talk to her. Like, I'll call her. We'll talk for 20 minutes. I'll listen to her complain and not do anything. And she was like, you're not loving her with that behavior. She's like, that's not loving behavior. Mm-hmm. You think it's loving.
No,
but it's
I don't think
not.
It's loving at all, but yeah. I don't think it's, but I also don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think I'm saving her and I'm not. I am robbing her of her bottom, some would say.
What do you mean?
Like, in terms of like, if I think I can like steer her to water. And but she needs to steer herself.
Yes her to death. Yes, you getting too invested in, that's what it is. I feel like I always try to give people, and you know this, like my real friends, I will always tell you the truth, and I will always tell you what I think the right thing to do is, even if I wouldn't do it.
I
always say, I'm like, hey, I definitely would not do this.
Do as I say, not as I
but
do.
This is the right thing to do. And I think that there's, you know, that's my inner circle. And then my outer circle is my vacuum friends, where I go, oh, yeah, you should definitely go to her house.
Yeah.
She doesn't pick up the phone. Go to her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. I don't know. I mean,
you gotta
maybe
let people learn a lesson.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And also, you're not changing their mind.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're
so
not.
So why am I going to stress myself out trying to explain something to you when you're not going to do it anyway?
Also, this is the thing that gets you stuck in two-hour-long conversations with people you hate.
Yes.
Because you're like trying to
now you're
actually
invested
help
in that.
Them.
I know.
And they're like, you know, arguing with you about your advice or asking you like follow-up questions, blah blah. But if you just sit there and go that becomes a 20
minute
conversation. You know what
right.
I mean
you should never go to the dentist. Suck. They're all scam artists.
It's
I think
scary.
You're right.
it is scary.
It's scary. You are right.
Don't do it.
Yeah I don't like the scrapey sound either, so I think you should not go.
There's also I get into it with other people who are like me. That's where it's crazy, where there's two I want to fix you guys both pretending to fix each other and doing nothing.
Right, because I'm a fixer. I am a fixer, like, by I don't know, just inside of me.
Yes, you are.
And letting that go and using that only for your very inner circle.
Yeah.
And letting go all of the bullshit.
What changed that? How did you actually make the change?
I'm telling you, Noelle is like this.
Yeah.
I would watch her yes people to death and I'd be like, hello.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do I care?
Yeah. I do think that this is also like a self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
Because trying to like fix and save everyone is also a way of trying to get everyone to like you.
Yes.
Sure.
But if you're like, I don't know, I like myself. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
make
the good
all the
stuff,
bad. Date her. Absolutely date her.
Marry her.
Listen, you guys have broken up 7 times.
Marry her.
I think the next step is a proposal.
Yeah. I think that's perfect.
Do it.
I'll
do it. Don't
you.
Even get her a ring. Just do it.
Just show up.
Don't even wait.
Do it tonight.
I'll marry you. I am an officiant. Let's go.
There's also you guys. See, I think I'm also addicted to watching people fucking implode.
Yeah, that's what Facebook is for.
100%. It's the best sport, especially for sober people. It's like one of our best sports we have. But I do think that these people, they just go on the cusp of imploding.
Yeah.
And then they pull back a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, and then they go back in again. And it's like there's 25 to 50 cycles of these people.
Yeah.
And it'll never stop.
I'm so involved in like a few people's lives that I don't know.
Yeah.
From social media.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. Like, I know everything.
Oh, great. I'm like, they got back together. Great. I know. Yeah. Great. That's just what we need. Last time this happened, you know how that ended, and she had to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love, see, that's where.
It's fine.
I satisfy myself.
It's reality television.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I'm a parasite.
And like, Facebook.
I'm
yeah.
so obsessed with these people that I don't even need. I don't even need an explicit post that you're back together. I can tell by like the type of thirst trap you're posting that you're back together.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also, you have to get your friends that really don't know them in on this. And then there's a group text.
Yeah. Complete strangers.
Yeah. And you're like, did you see what she did? And she's like, yeah, of course I see what she did.
Yeah.
I have post notifications turned on for her.
Yeah, there's a guy.
But they don't even know, like, I barely know her. And then I get my friends in that all the way don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like we come together.
And then I see them in public and I feel like I'm seeing a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, she's here. I'll tell you everything.
She's here. And I know they got back together and this is amazing.
She's here and she's bombing. She's bombing.
she's going real crazy. Well, so our next respectfully topic, which is really, really right in there, is talking about people pleasers.
Yeah, we should take a break and talk about it when we come
back. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to talk about people pleasers. This is me. It's going to be a direct attack on
this
me.
This is another intervention.
Yeah. I brought my besties here to give me the
heart interventing
truth.
You.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. We're back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I went for a hike a little bit.
Yeah.
That was nice. You look so refreshed.
Yeah, thank you. There was a stream.
Yeah.
And I sat along it. I just got some sun for a little bit and I purified the water.
Oh, you look that's beautiful.
I went to a Russian bathhouse.
Oh shit. Did they beat you with a stick?
Yes.
Yeah. You look good. You look beaten with a stick.
She famously loves getting beaten by a stick.
Famously loves
that about you.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I take her out back and beat her with a stick all the time.
Explicitly not in a sexual way.
It gives you such energy.
Yeah, it does. It's really nice. It really wakes me up.
Anytime I'm like really tired, I'm like, get that stick.
Get the stick. Beat me like a horse.
There was this thing I was doing for a while. I was taking rubber bands. And when I had an intrusive thought.
Which, by the way, every 14-year-old emo girl did.
I didn't know.
No, but that's an addiction thing, too.
Oh, I was so
I remember when my boyfriend. Would get back from rehab and they would all have the rubber bands around their wrists.
Yeah. If I could just have a body full of rubber bands and just like be like,
do you want to be able? If you want to be able to tell if someone just got out of rehab, rubber band on the wrist, no shoelaces in the shoes. That person just
they just got out on the bus.
Yes. Yeah, I have just got out of the bus, energy 24/7, 365.
Yeah, you picked me up when I just got off the bus. And I was like, yeah,
I did.
Did you have shoelaces?
I wore shoes without laces because
you were like, I'm going to rehab.
It wasn't my first rodeo. Okay.
It was really.
Do you have any advice for like a care? Like what would you.
Oh, a
like,
rehab care package?
No, not even a care package, but you're ready to go to rehab again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what do you do to prepare?
Well, here's the thing.
What are you packing? What are you bringing? What are you wearing?
Here's the thing.
Sorry.
I packed. No, you're so right.
Yeah.
I packed this time, but this one, I didn't know they take away all of your belongings. Mm-hmm. So that sucks. But here's what I will say.
Okay. But let's say that it was the one before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or before that.
You're going to want a bunch of like books that you can just fucking plow through.
It's right. So like a Tracy Morgan autobiography.
Yeah. Because you're not allowed to have your phone. So you need something that's going to replace the phone. You need that. You also need a journal of some kind because you need to be able to write down people's phone numbers because they take your phone, but there's a pay phone that you can use.
I love this.
So
do you bring a phone book? Like, do you bring your friend's phone numbers with you?
Yeah, so write them down in the journal.
So bring a phone book. Yeah.
Because they'll let you keep your journal if you're like, I want a journal about like my experience.
But you don't tell them that the phone numbers are in there?
I mean, it doesn't matter if they're in there, but they won't let you keep like your phone or like other, they'll take away everything that they can take away. But if you're like, oh, I need my journal to talk about my experiences, then, because a lot of people only have the phone numbers that they have memorized.
Sure.
Yeah. So they're just calling like their mom or whatever.
But if you have a mistake.
If you have your friend's phone numbers, you can
Get me up again.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh God, goodbye, click.
If you have your friend's phone numbers, you can call and have like a regular conversation.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you want that. Also, you want underwear because they're going to try to take away your underwear and make you wear paper disposable underwear.
Why?
But because, I don't know, they don't want you to like hang yourself with
your underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could hang yourself with any of your clothes, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, why underwear? They take away all of your clothes.
What do you have to wear?
You have to wear paper scrubs.
That's so dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
In every rehab?
And in detox, you wear the ones I've gone to for detox, you wear paper scrubs. And then if you commit to staying for the 30-day rehab, you earn your clothes back.
What?
So they give you your clothes back once you've decided, once you've been like a good girl.
This is like Lord of the Rings. They're trying to like go on a quest to get but every item of their clothes back.
I convinced the nurse to let me keep my underwear.
Did you tell you had an infection?
I was like, I'm not suicidal. I'm trying to get sober. Right. Like, yeah. I'm trying to live.
Also, I'm not going
to
hang myself in my panties. Yeah. That's so embarrassing.
Like, a G-string can't handle this.
Also, it doesn't matter if you have an infection because there was a woman in the same room as me who had such a bad yeast infection that when I walked in, she apologized for the smell. So
was it like walking by a Subway sandwich shop?
It was like walking through a fish market.
Oh dear.
She did apologize for the smell.
I think
and she
the paper
was wearing...
would be probably better for the infection because it's breathable.
Yeah.
I think cotton is the best. 100%.
I mean, paper. I think paper.
Why aren't they giving her medication for the infection?
They were, but it wasn't going away. Anyway.
So okay, next.
Anyway.
What else would you pack?
Bring your undies. Don't bring your like laptop. Don't bring your phone and leave it in your bag. It doesn't matter. But that's really all you're allowed to bring. So that's it. But I will say I'm also good at this. If you're going to the emergency room, bring headphones, bring a phone charger.
Right.
Those are the two most important things.
What are you wearing to rehab?
Get ready for me with rehab.
I'm sure there are 100%. Definitely.
We're wearing yoga pants, no elastic band, no drawstring.
Right.
Right? Comfy pants, no drawstring. Mm-hmm. Comfy crew neck sweatshirt. Again, no hoodies. None of these.
No strings.
Okay. You're not allowed to have these. No zippers. Nothing like that. Sports bra. You can't.
Oh, this is like visiting someone in jail.
Yeah. And slippers because they don't have shoelaces and they're comfy.
Nice.
But socks. They're gonna give you grippy socks, so you don't have to bring socks.
You gotta have grippy socks.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked you up from rehab. And I got you a coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And we just sat in the park.
And you didn't even smoke.
Yeah. She ate the cigarettes.
But it is the vibe.
Yeah. It's part of the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the park in Lower Manhattan, and I'm like, you are not objectively close to the craziest person here.
Yeah.
You were doing quite well.
Yeah. It's also funny because I used to live across the street from that detox center.
Yeah.
And I would always be like, why is everybody on this street so insane and need a cigarette so badly? And then it was me.
You're like, oh, right.
And that's pretty cool.
Were you playing chess when you were sitting in the park?
Yeah. I was feeding pigeons and talking to them like they were my friends.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I was like, okay. And I would have been. And at this point, you were like, I think I'm going to drink one more time.
And I did.
Yes. And
how'd that go?
I woke up in a hospital 3 days later.
Yeah.
And I think I might have yesed you at that one.
Yeah.
You have to yes addicts.
Yeah. You have to yes addicts.
Yeah.
Which is like one of the hardest facts.
Yeah, you guys would have had a fight to the death.
Yeah. It's also so funny that I was in detox talking to other addicts like, we're not going to be sober forever, right? And we were like giving each other our Instagram so we could drink together after.
You're like, crazy. I got a journal.
Yeah. The journal just goes,
it's just recipes for drinks.
I love booze.
Yeah.
It's a bartending recipe book.
I like this one guy told me like his... We were talking about our favorite bars and I named one and he was like, I love that place. And I literally went, I live above that place. And now this fucking meth addict knows where I live.
Yeah.
God, I'm an idiot.
And you've been together ever since.
Yeah. And we've been together and
congratulations.
Really, we're really happy and he has no teeth.
And you're engaged.
Yeah.
And
he never bit you.
That's true.
He never bit you.
No, but gums are surprisingly sharp.
Yeah, you would be surprised.
There's bones in there.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've lived a long life.
You just
got
a bruise.
You know the sharpness
bleed.
Of gums.
Yeah, they're sharp.
When you've gotten gum to death.
I haven't, but I do know a guy who got a blowjob from a woman with no teeth, and she said it was sharp.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good to know. I mean, okay, so as a people pleaser, mm-hmm. I will say this.
You'll take your teeth out to give a good blowjob?
I'll remove my whole mouth.
Yeah. That's the new don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Don't take your teeth out to give some loser a blowjob.
Oh, God. I mean, this is something that I see that I hate in myself that other people pleasers do. And it's the most pathetic thing ever. A people pleaser will take on everyone's bullshit until they are so fucking angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find another people pleaser or one person who will listen and they fucking run their mouth for like 25 minutes
and
about
lash
this
out.
And lash out. Yeah, people pleasers lash out. And that's like the ugliest part of the whole thing. They find another target who's also just a nice person and they're mean to them.
Yeah, people think being a people pleaser makes you easy to be friends with, but it actually makes you so hard to be friends with.
Yeah, you're not a nice guy.
Because you're just getting walked all over all the time. And then the second that I bring up that your behavior might be a problem, you're like, well, what? I'm fucking nice to everybody.
Yes.
Right. All I do is take care of other people. And it's like, yeah, nobody fucking asked you to.
Yeah, it's almost incel-y.
Yeah.
It's like emotional incel a little bit.
Yeah. It's like a friendship dip incel.
Yeah.
I think I've done it more with men than women.
I was just going to say I do it more. I'm like not a people pleaser, but I am man a man pleaser.
Yeah. Yes. I've stopped doing that though.
Me too.
I
have I'm trying to stop. It. Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. I am not a man pleaser.
I do not
pleaser.
Care anymore.
I'm a, I'm a woman pleaser.
You know what I've started doing that?
Yeah. You want a mommy's love.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because me and mommy have emotional incest.
Well, I'm your mommy now.
Yeah, I know.
It's not. Oh my God, you and Tim Dillon are going to adopt her?
Please. Please.
God, it's not the first child we've had together.
My dad is dead. All I want is for you and Tim Dillon to adopt me, and I can go to the Hamptons with you guys.
It's going
to
be fun. It's going to be something.
Abuse
I don't know if it's
me emotionally.
Fun.
I don't
it
care.
It might not be fun, but it will be a story.
It will yes. be yeah. something. You could do a whole podcast on
I want to come. Can I come?
Yeah. I'm going to adopt both of you.
It's like when your friend with rich parents can bring a friend on vacation.
Yeah.
And the friend
like, can we go to Paris too?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to come.
Tim Dillon's gonna drown me in his pool.
Yeah,
and I'll
I feel
finally
like he would
be
let
happy.
Me. He would let me come to like you guys would let me come, so I keep you busy, so they
well,
don't have to take
care
of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they do. Yeah.
It's I'm like we'll go on adventures.
Go, just go play with her, please.
Go play. Just go play with Lizzie. We're in the middle of something.
Can't do this.
I've learned. This is what I've learned about people pleasing. This is how I get out of it. You have the gift of being like funny and you're a comedian.
Yeah.
You can just ball bust your way out of it.
Okay.
Like one of my friends who's a guy was like a friend of mine who was a guy was like, I don't know. I'm just having a lot of feelings about this. And all I did was I looked at him and I was like, you? The guy who's always talking to me about his fucking feelings is having a lot of feelings about this.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm being an asshole. You know what I mean? Like you just have to like hit them with a little ball busty
right.
thing.
Right. Like truth and comedy type
and,
energy.
Yeah. Or like I've had guys be like, I don't know, man. I just really think, and they're like doing the thing we just talked about where they're yelling at me about another yeah. woman. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, are you yelling at me right now? And they're
That's
like,
good.
Oh, she's busting my balls, but she's right.
Well,
you know?
You've broken up 9 times already.
Right.
Yeah.
She has keyed your car.
Right.
She lit herself on fire in your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think, see here, and this is where, you know,
yeah.
it's like the first topic that we talked about. It's like, I think it's perfect.
Also, sometimes just repeating what they said back to them.
Yeah.
Has. Yeah. Or I say, has it been working for you? Have what yeah. you've been doing, has yeah. that been working for you?
Yeah.
I think
then keep doing it.
I think a big part of my people pleasing is that I'm scared of people. I'm
yeah.
scared of
you're scared of them not accepting you though.
I'm scared of them being like cruel to me. I'm scared of them,
yeah, of them
freaking
not
out and
you.
Like you're right. Yeah, and lashing out at me because that's like I was, you know, raised with certain people who were emotionally volatile, so
sure.
I don't know.
You said you basically said I was raised by someone.
Someone.
Who not could
name
names.
Yeah, yeah. One of the two. The one who's dead was the bad boy.
Someone.
You can talk about that now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Style.
Yeah, yeah. The fires in which I was forged in. I was my dad was an emotionally volatile person, so I try to keep control of every situation because
right.
I don't know because I know with volatile people like they could zig when you zag.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm trying to like make sure that I have control in the most way possible. And that's appeasing them to feel safe.
But counterpoint,
yes.
if you are being people pleasy to someone and then whatever the thing is doesn't go their way, then they might lash out at you.
And that's what I'm scared of.
Okay.
But
and that's why I don't do it anymore.
I'm saying
that's why I don't
do
it anymore.
Even if you are like, yeah, whatever you want. I'll do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Everything that I do is for you. And then they still don't get what they want. You're going to be the object of their anger.
Yeah.
So you're just like prolonging. If a person is a cruel person, they're going to be cruel to you.
Yeah.
You're just like prolonging that process.
They'll figure out a way to make it your fault.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. Whereas if you're just like, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm
then
not
you can
even
like,
in your orbit.
Yeah. Then
yeah.
you can cut it off before it starts.
Yeah. What changed for you, Tracy?
I think that I was in a relationship for so long where I was so scared of losing
yeah.
this person that was so awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with him. Like, I was recreating these situations with all these different guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were all the worst. But
yeah.
it's like, oh, I'm the common denominator that, like, allows this to happen. And I think that also, you know, on the other side, forget relationships, with friendships.
Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of, it's like, why do you call me? Not
right,
you,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
right.
these randos. It's
yeah.
like, I don't even know you like that. And, you know, Noelle
yeah.
would always be like, why are you picking up the phone for all these people?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. They call me.
And so who says that to
and
you?
She, yeah. And
just
she's like, you never shut your brain off.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
never unplugged.
Yeah.
She's like, if someone calls you at 3:00 in the morning, who is like a random comic.
Yeah.
You will pick the phone up.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you picking up the phone?
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing a show at Governor's.
Slay.
I'm not trying to brag. Yeah. This is literally years ago.
Yeah.
And there were like open micers on the show that were like, oh, these two guys, they were like, oh, you know, let's keep in touch or whatever. And I gave them my card, which had my phone number on it.
Yeah.
And they decided to keep calling me non-sexually, just about comedy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like picking my brain all the time.
I don't do picking my brain anymore.
Okay. Yeah. And that is a people pleasing thing. Yeah. Where you pick up the phone. So now they are stored in my phone literally years later as with their name and it says do not pick up.
Yeah. 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 I think you have to do.
I mean, you say you don't do picking my brain anymore, but you do pick up lost puppy new comedians.
No,
who are like,
we're not
I want to do stand up comedy.
Good for you.
And you're like, come
Google
under
it.
My wing.
Google it.
But yeah. Google it.
Google it. Yeah. There's a group on Facebook where you could talk to all of your peers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, the thing is like, not you, Andrea, but like the royal you, like you, whatever your thing is, whether it's comedy or not, like you should value how your experience and like the level that you're at more than helping these people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
What you learned and what your experience has taught you, you had to do so much to earn that.
Yeah.
And now you're just going to give it to someone for free just because they asked for
see,
it.
Yeah. There's a fine line.
Nobody
on that,
did that
though.
For me.
Right. Yeah. But there's a fine line on that because people that I care about, I don't mind sharing information.
Yeah. I'm talking about strangers.
Yeah.
I don't mind sharing information. I do not like to get time raped.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Sharing information is
sharing information is great. I want to share information with everyone. If you ever see me doing something that you want to do and you're a close friend of mine, please call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. What I'm talking about what you're saying, which is like
you get time raped.
I've had
a very painful experience.
I've had like new comedians be like, can you just text me every day and tell me what show you're going to so I can hang out at those shows? Mm-mm. No.
No, you know what I say?
No. What are you talking about? That's insane.
I'm at work. Thank you though.
Yeah.
Time raped is such a good term.
It's so painful. Yeah. It is the most painful rape.
Yeah. And clipped.
And that's the clip. Yeah. Thank you for watching.
Yeah. Well, it's also, again, to quote my dad, the only finite resource we have in this world is time.
I'll never get that back again.
Yeah.
I had to talk to a 50-year-old retired teacher's aide.
Yeah.
About the open mic scene. Why did I listen to that?
Yeah.
That was a very bad use of my time.
Yeah. People pleasing is kind of like, you know, there's like fight, flight, freeze.
Yes.
I think people pleasing is, or fawn.
Yeah.
When I learned fawning, it was a big
like a baby deer?
Day.
Yeah.
No, so fawning, kind of. So fawning.
It's like a baby deer.
It is a baby deer. And I am the baby deer of your guys' life. But fawning is like, when you were abused as a child, one of the ways to deal with it is to be in the, it is people pleasing, is to like get, tell the person like, I can see how you would see this, and you like conform to their reality to stop them from abusing you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a master at like being around a volatile person and like kind of like whispering them so they calm down so they won't hurt me anymore.
Sure.
Like I remember one of the last times I talked to my dad, he was like talking about how he could sue me and like being demeaning about.
What a relaxing thought.
Yeah. Either telling me he could sue me or asking me to give him a kidney.
Why do you have anxiety?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Where did that come from?
It's insane. But I remember like leaving my body and watching myself like have conversations with him like he was a lucid person who was saying normal things.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I have like a black belt in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do it automatically. Like someone will say something crazy and I'll like snap up like a doll and be like, I know where you're coming from. And I can speak their
language. Yeah, but sometimes that is a great defense mechanism in a positive
way. It's how I survived.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think that's where like the thing I was saying, like the ball busting thing comes in.
Yeah.
Because that's such an easy way to be like, oh, you're being crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without it being like, I'm not seriously confronting you.
Yeah.
Like we've talked to the same people who, crazy women love talking to us.
Yes.
Whereas like
here
in the way, but different, like sad crazy.
Sure.
You know?
I've been sad
Where
crazy before.
I'll be like,
me too.
I'll be like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, I just had to take out a restraining order on this person. And I like barely know you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the way to get out of it is to be like, whoa, what a crazy thing to say to me. I got to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
And I feel like the thing you do is you're like, Wow. So why don't you tell me about what happened leading up to, and it's like, look, you don't know this person that time.
Yeah.
Just because
Depends on, well, that's the thing. Yes. Because you, Andrea, have this kind soul and kind face and you're a magnet for crazies.
I know. And I do think I value kindness. I remember explicitly the people who showed me kindness along the way. And I do think it's a hugely valuable thing in life, but I think that everyone's being like bullied or hurt by the world, and it's my job to stop it.
But I would I would argue that it's also not kind if it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're just letting this person use you emotionally.
Yeah.
And that's not the same as being kind. Like, if we're using the example of like letting some open micer call you to ask you what comedy is like,
it hurts my feelings to even think about that.
They're, but like, they're, no. The kind thing to do is to say, this is the website I went to where I found how to do comedy.
Yeah, and here's a list of shows.
And you're more than welcome to go to that website. The thing that you don't, where the kindness ends is you being like, okay, I guess I'll take you under my wing and then resent you for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Because it's not kind to put someone in a position where you're going to resent them.
But also, don't you think that friendships happen organically and we don't have to make these weird coffee dates with people to pick our brains if we were really friends with them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You're making a lot of good points. Just saying.
Yeah, if the weird coffee date thing is crazy.
It's so crazy.
But if we're not close enough to, you know, just like always talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Then we're not going to talk on the phone.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You know what I fucking respectfully
make a friend
hate? When people are overly familiar with you immediately.
Yeah.
And I don't mean people who are like genuinely just warm people.
Right.
When people go, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing actually going on. Like, I find this often with like women. Yeah. Where it's like, I fucking love you. And it's like, we just met.
We're leaving and you're hugging me and telling me you love me.
Yeah.
Who are you?
But you don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. For next few months, I'm going to try to not people please.
And you should journal about it.
There's a point where there's this thing.
Yeah. Every day you don't. Write down what you told them.
Yeah.
There's this thing that I've heard sober people say it, so I think it's a sober people thing, but it might be like a therapy thing.
Yeah.
But it's the phrase, say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I would argue sometimes you got to say it mean.
You love that.
Yeah, but that's not to like real people though.
Generally.
Yeah.
Generally, just say what you mean, but don't say it mean. So when somebody's like, hey, I'm having this problem and I really think like I could use your help with it, you can be like, I don't really feel comfortable talking to you about that because I don't think we're close enough.
I have these people in my DMs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The people in my DMs that are like, and I'm like, they're like, hey, I need you. I'm having a crisis. I need you. And I'm like, I'm having my own crisis right now and I don't have the space for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love saying space.
Yeah.
I love saying bandwidth. I love saying space.
Yeah. But they don't stop.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
Like, oh, these people know where I live.
I also love the word inappropriate. I'll be like, oh, I don't have the emotional bandwidth for this right now. And then if they don't stop, I'll be like, hey, I already told you that I can't handle this right now. So you continuing to talk to me about it is inappropriate.
Yeah. Inappropriate is a great one.
It's like, for some reason, less personal. Like, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying you're like socially wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a rule that you're breaking.
Yeah.
I didn't make the rule,
but you're breaking a social code here.
Yeah.
I don't make the rules. I just put on funny ass and talk into a microphone.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, so can I ask you a question about dating now?
Of course you can.
Because you are back out on these streets. You have been for a few years.
Yeah.
Love this.
And Tracy posts fucking just the dating app profiles are fucking
so good.
Insane. Amazing. Like, how has it been for you? Because you're in a relationship for a very fucking long time and not a good relationship.
Not a good one.
some would argue the worst. pretty bad. Do you take dating breaks? Like, I am so curious because you're both like self-actualized women who I respect. And
I don't know if I'd call myself self-actualized, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. After the experience that I had for so many years.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very different. So no, I don't really need to take a break. I mean, it doesn't. I don't. There's no. When I was younger, things would affect me.
Yeah.
And those things that would affect me don't really affect me like 90% of the time anymore.
Wow.
You know, I don't take these things personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, you think like, oh, well, I...
That's a superpower, by the way.
It is a superpower.
Well,
I'm looking with awe.
You know, it's like we all have low self-esteem, right? That's why we're here.
Sure.
And that's why we're women.
Yeah.
And then...
we were born women because we had low self-esteem when
literally.
We were just a star in the sky.
There was
it's like sugar, spice, low self-esteem. That's what makes a little girl.
There is some sort of like genetic thing. Like,
no, there is.
They do markers now. They test for like genetic defects and then low self-esteem. And they're like,
it's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
This is gender selection, actually.
Yes. It's the sorting
I didn't want to say anything, but we see low self-esteem. And they're like, we're going to buy everything pink. Yeah. So, no, okay. So I think that we all have like these friends, right, that we think are better than us, even just looks wise, right?
Yeah.
We have like these hot friends. You're like, if I could just look like her.
Yeah.
My life would be so different.
So easy. Yeah.
Okay. So I've had some of these friends where I'm like, my friends are so hot. They're so much hotter than me. And they were online dating.
Yeah.
Getting ghosted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not nice, but it made me feel better. It's almost like the whole thing that women do where it's like Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about that all the time.
Victoria's Secret models get cheated on.
Yeah. All the time. So it's like, oh, you guys are treating my super hot friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you're treating me. And it's like, okay, so it's not that I'm not good enough. It's just that this
men aren't good enough.
It's not even that men aren't good enough. Dating is like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Just dating is like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genderless.
Yeah.
Dating is like this.
Yeah. I just meant like if somebody cheats on you, it's not because you're not good enough. It's because that's a bad person.
Yeah. Yes. But it's also dating is like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what happens.
What does bother you? You're like, most things don't get to me. What gets to you?
I mean, I think that the rejection is kind of like, I'm also a little bit, I think it bothers me that I'm not being open anymore.
Because
I'm very guarded. So it's like, of course you can't hurt my feelings. I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
And that.
But like, I kind of want to care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
do you find that makes it hard to care when you do like someone?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like the guys I like, I don't like.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I do.
You know, there's someone in my life that I love very, 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 very much, and I could not care less if I never talked to him again.
What do you mean?
Whoa.
Just because I don't care. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because my life goes on, and here's another, like, thing that I actually kind of...
I think you might be describing a secure attachment style.
Yeah.
Okay, but... It's like taking the secure attachment style and then like times 100.
Yeah.
And it's a very, anything extreme is bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and I'm
fair.
Doing this thing where it's like very extreme. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, okay, so today when I'm on my way here, uh-huh. I'm like, okay, let's pretend I have a boyfriend.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
What do I do with him? I don't want him living with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to go out on my nights off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like going out to eat.
Yeah.
I don't want him really just sitting in my house.
Yeah, it's like that. Like,
I mean, what do you have a boyfriend for? So I could take him to a wedding that I don't want to go to once a year?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could take a photo with him?
And then you can't even flirt with anyone there, which is the only fun thing to do at a wedding.
You preach.
And then I'm like, ugh.
Do you think you've lost... Are you, like, resentful that you've, like, lost your ability to...
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Have that giddy,
that's what bothers
like
me.
Like young girl excitement.
Yeah, you can't have like a crush on someone.
I want to be texting with some guy. Where I'm like,
getting butterflies.
Is it gonna happen? Does he like me? Is he into me? Is he not? And I think that I recreate all these situations constantly.
Yeah.
But I'm not serious. Like in my head, I pretend that I like these guys, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I want that feeling. I want the feeling where you're like, I can't wait until he kisses me tonight.
But I also think that might not be. You like I
it
think
used
that,
to be
but no I'm saying like you might not be having that feeling because maybe these guys aren't worth having that feeling over.
Sure, but like I don't care in general,
but I think there might be someone you meet that could make you care.
That's what people say.
Like, if somebody was like, because you it does sound like you're somebody who has a very keen sense of who is and isn't worth your time.
Right,
but I think if you found somebody that actually was, you might have that feeling again.
And then what do I gotta do? I gotta live with this
guy? Well,
then
you would want him in your house, or you would want to hang out with him on your night off.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. People
that that's almost like skeeves me out though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's because
because you had someone in your house for so long that
exactly.
Fucked your shit.
Right. Like I don't want a man in my house. I don't want anyone sitting on my couch. Like I got a new couch.
It's a
I don't
nice
want you
couch.
On my
but
couch.
If, but
I know
I think
it's
if,
a nice couch.
If you were in love with someone, you might want them on that couch.
Yeah, but last time I was in love with someone, they were on my couch and they ruined my couch.
Yeah.
But maybe you weren't actually in love with them.
Yeah. Right. I mean, probably. But
maybe you were in love with the couch.
I think there's something that people go, women go through a lot of the time where you like do an audit of your past and you're like, did I love in a serious way anyone I ever
in my whole entire life?
Yes.
Yeah. Or did I love that I had a boyfriend when, you know, when I was lonely?
Yeah. And it's, that's sad math to be doing.
Yeah.
And I do, like, I think like the place where you're at is like such a healthier place, but people do say,
but I take it to an extreme.
And I get that. Yeah. I understand why you do that for sure. Then people hit you with these like magical platitudes of like, when you get the right,
like
water,
what I just said, it'll,
but I do, that's what I'm saying. I do believe that's true.
Maybe.
But
I've never seen it.
But I would say
you can't promise that type of weird magic
to
people.
Well,
that's also, I would say my difference on that perspective is I think that that's true, and I also don't think it's sad if it never happens.
Okay, but
do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's fine.
I go back and forth on that, though, because it's like, okay, so I grew up, I'm Italian, right? I grew up in Queens.
What?
Where, I know.
You?
I grew up in Queens. You get a union job, and then you marry the girl of your dreams, and like all, you know, this is what happens, and then you have kids. You just do.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. You do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I always thought, like, I was that girl dreaming of her wedding. I was that girl, like, you know, picking out my wedding dress. And I was like, when I get engaged, I want this ring. And it never happened for me.
Yeah.
And it's like there's like some deep sadness about that.
Right.
But not.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that.
I know.
Yeah, that's
but
kind
I'm
of what
sad
I'm saying.
That I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's also freeing to not want it, because now you don't have to be married to somebody you don't like. You know what I mean?
I mean,
because
not everyone, I would say 90% of the people I know are in marriages because they settled.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they had to, because exactly what I said. I don't know if you want it or not, you just do it.
Yeah. But the freedom of knowing that it's not the most important thing to you is like, that's what keeps you out of that. Like, I look at some of my past relationships and I'm like, God, can you imagine if I realized who you actually were when I was like 47?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, and what, at that point I just stay.
Sure.
Because what am I going to, you know what
I
mean?
Busy? It's like, what are you doing? Where
also
are you
like, it's been my whole life.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, okay. To know that you'll be fine. Whether or not this magical person comes along, sure, it would be fun and nice if they did, but you can also have like plenty of great life experiences that not only happen without that, happen because you don't have that.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have a great career, you can have great friends, you can do great things because you're not somebody's fucking wife.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think that I read something, or maybe saw just a TikTok video, let's get real.
Yeah.
About like, you know, we're obsessed with age. Women are obsessed with age. We're obsessed with youth, and we're obsessed with, you know, looks and all this kind of stuff, to appeal to these men that want women that look young that we don't even want to date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's kind of freeing, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm trying to appeal to a man that I'm not interested in.
That's something I have been thinking about recently in terms of like the way I feel about myself, because I've always wanted to be thinner.
Right.
And the last two people I've dated were people who specifically only liked women who have my body type, and I liked them more than anyone else I've ever dated. Sure. And I was like, oh, I like these people more. I don't want to change my body
to attract
someone that I don't like. I want to find somebody who fucking likes me, because I like that. I like the type of person who's been like, I've thought about what I like. It's this.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a more, I think, thoughtful person than somebody who just likes the same thing as
everybody
else. Oh,
yeah, you're like, you're grown.
Well, as far as like, you know, the body image stuff, right? I think that there's also a difference between a man who likes you despite your body.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've dated those guys too, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I want. I don't want anyone who cannot accept me for exactly who I am right this second.
Yeah.
And I would argue more than accept me. I want you to be fucking crazy about me.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to love my body, not be like, man, she's funny. Sucks that she looks like that.
Right.
Like,
the people that say, like, if she lost 20 pounds, she'd be really pretty.
Yeah. I have no interest in that person. That person fucking sucks.
I think that for me, being fat, it wards off a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's kind of like right up front, like, you show me who you are, and it's like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. I think that, you know, thinner women or women that have the quote unquote ideal body type have to go through a lot more jerks than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That is, well, but people reveal themselves over time.
Yeah. But you have to, I feel like when you have the, you know, I don't know how to say it, but like, I guess ideal body type, right?
Sure.
Where you're thin and you're petite and all this stuff. you're more accepted in society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so everyone likes you.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and everybody's nice to you at the beginning.
Yes.
Whereas like not nice everybody's nice to like, me on the first date.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's almost a pretty privilege. I hate to use pretty because sure. that has nothing to do with body type, but it's pretty privilege. And it's actually working against a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what their real intentions are.
Will you marry a monster by accident sometimes? Yeah.
It's the same way as like, I put that I do stand up in my dating app.
Oh, I don't.
In my dating apps because I don't want to date a guy who doesn't like that I'm a mouthy fucking broad.
Oh, I can't have any more conversations with these guys about stand up.
But that's why I put it in because if they ask me how they can get into stand up, now I know who you are and I don't want to date you.
Yeah.
But if I find out on the third date that you want to do stand up, that sucks.
Yeah, but what if you put me in one of your skits?
Right. I want to know that you're that guy right away.
But you know what I mean? But they're all that guy right away.
Most of them.
No. 100% of them.
This is Tracy's the future. Tracy's
100. They are all. This is the only thing that we will talk about. And I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't do it. There was this one guy, very good looking, right? We matched. He was like,
who's your favorite comedian? Like, it's a test.
Yeah.
It was worse than that. I mean, he kept asking me things about comedy, like he was an insider. Yeah. And then I told him,
you've heard a podcast.
I was like, so here's the thing. So I don't put it on my dating profile. What he must have done was reverse searched one of my photos.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I see you do stand up. I go, where would you see that?
Yeah.
Because I don't have any pictures on stage. I don't put that in my profile. So where would you see that? And he's like, oh, it just seemed like you had comedy pictures up. And I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
There's nothing about any of my photos that say comedy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I do stand up. I know that you searched me. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't put it in my profile because of a lot of guys have these weird conversations with me and it makes me uncomfortable. I don't want guys showing up to my shows. Yeah. I don't like this. This is really, really uncomfortable. So we talked about something else for like a few minutes and then he went right back to it.
Yeah.
And I said, this is exactly why I don't tell people. And he's like, okay, I won't talk about this anymore. Two more minutes. He starts it again.
Oh my God.
And I go, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I go, do you know how annoying you are? And he's like, wow, you're not such a nice person.
Oh,
and
dude.
I go, fuck you.
Stop telling me I'm not a nice person.
I'm the nicest person. Yeah.
But I'm not a nice person to people that do not respect my boundaries.
Yeah.
That's not being
I don't care.
Mean.
Yeah. But I don't care.
That's
call
not,
me mean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not
and
not
I'm like,
being nice.
Oh, this guy's like a doctor and he's so hot.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I'm like,
I know.
Unmatched. Report.
Yeah.
Report.
Oh, I'll report anybody.
Report for stand-up questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That should be one of the things. It's like, did he sexually harass you online, offline, or ask you questions about stand-up?
Yeah, yes. Or ask you what podcast you listen to.
Red flag.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I mean, as the host of Joe Rogan, you must get questions.
I do get a lot of questions.
Time.
Yeah.
I've noticed that you know how guys used to say I read Playboy for the articles?
Yes.
The new version of that is I listen to Joe Rogan for the guests.
Yeah.
That's what guys love hitting me with that. I'm like, you can like.
I listen
I don't
to it
care.
For the deer meat.
I don't care. Yeah. I listen to it for the UFC stuff. Okay. I don't care.
I got that recently.
Oh,
I got
really?
That recently. The okay. UFC. It's like, I don't really like him or anything. It's just the UFC stuff is real interesting.
I don't care.
He's a great interviewer.
It's real. Oh,
he's a great interviewer.
He's the best.
Also, Joe, I will definitely be on your show.
Love to do the show.
Love you. So. We'll do anything.
Love to do the show.
I know he listens to this
and,
podcast.
And Tim Dillon, adopt me.
Yeah. Joe Rogan, have us on. Tim Dillon, adopt us.
Yes.
I also don't have a dad.
This has been a beautiful podcast.
Do
we have any other respectfully, anything you respectfully want to bring to the table?
Any burning desire to
any
make fun of
desires,
something?
Tracy?
I mean, I think I did that before we started.
Yeah.
We got a lot of shit out of the way.
We covered a lot
of
bases.
The pre-podcast is the real podcast.
I know. If you could be a fly on the wall.
But it's like that all the time.
Every single time. You're like, do you believe this fucking happened? This person, that guy's dead. And this guy talked about it in her podcast.
You're like, name.
Oops, little teaser there.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry.
I'm going to take legal action against a podcast I used to produce for. Anyways.
Cut that out. Thank you.
Yeah. I would advise that we cut that out.
Yeah, let's put a little note to cut that. Thank you. as the executive producer of your podcast.
Yes.
I think you're the executive producer of our lives. Yes,
I am the executive producer
Tracy
in life.
Is an executive producer, but one that I don't abuse. I only reach out to Tracy if I really fucking
you can
need
always
advice.
Reach out to me. We're real friends.
Yes, yeah, we are real friends.
Different.
That's not how that works.
And
different.
I love you.
Yeah,
yes.
I love you more.
Ugh, where can people find you? Follow.
Please don't find me because I get very nervous.
Yes,
I'm fairly skittish.
Don't call her.
Please how don't can call Tracy me. Get on? How you can get on Tracy's couch?
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
So I have these podcasts, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, Teen Mom Trash Talk, Catfish Trash Talk, our brand new podcast.
I love Catfish.
So pumped. A Vanderpump Rules podcast available only on our Patreon, which is all available at TracyCarnazzo.com. I have some upcoming show dates.
And Tracy tours around with lots of fucking comedians. She's always on the road. So go on her website.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Might
you
be
can
in
also
your town.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Trixie2Zini, TRIXIETUZZINI. But again, TracyCarnazzo.com.
Trixie2Zini. Fucking just
love
music.
It.
To my goddamn
obsessed.
Ears. Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
You can follow me at Lizzie Cassidy on Instagram and listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. And everything else is in the link tree in the Instagram. Just go there.
Yes, we love Close Calls. Follow me at Andrea Comedy 69
yeah.
across all platforms.
Nice.
Go. We post clips from this podcast on my TikTok and on the show's Instagram, respectfully_pod. And go on there and have an opinion in the comments
yeah.
section.
Yeah, why not?
Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate.
Yeah. Ask us if this is the Fat Ugly Bitches Summit. We love
it
that. Today is.
The Fugly Fat Girl Summit.
Fugly
Thank
Fat
you.
Girl Summit. And as all... By the way, rate, review, subscribe, write a little review of the pod.
Tell someone yeah. about it.
Yes.
Post it on your Instagram story.
Tell one person about it.
Please.
Don't tell too many people. You don't need to be like bombarded.
No. Don't be fucking weird. And we love you. And we'll talk to you next
subscribe
week.
Subscribe to the YouTube. Bye.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
YouTube. Bye.
Bye-bye.